This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump tweeted what I said on this show not long ago. And I'm paraphrasing the tweet, but it was essentially something along the lines of, suburban housewives want safety. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. It isn't just suburban housewives who want safety. We all want safety. You could be the strongest man on the planet. You want safety. You may not care so much about it for yourself. You're like, I'm pretty safe. But you care about it for your kids. You want them safe. You care about it for your spouse. You even care about it for your animal. You want safety. It's a natural thing to want to feel safe. And Democrats cannot make you feel safe. Democrats operate on fear. They want you to be fearful. Right now, let me tell you what they're telling you. They're telling you COVID-19, the Chinese Wu flu pandemic, has a chance of resurging. Yeah, so does the flu. There's a guy who did a video, and he talked about the pandemic of car wrecks. And he talked about the number of people who die in car wrecks every day around the world. It's something like 3,000 people. And he says, how have we ever got into a car? And it is, he uses real statistics and he talks about, he does what they do. He gives you the update on the number of people killed in cars every day. Oh my gosh, there were more people killed in cars. The pandemic continues. More people, folks, are killed in cars every single day than COVID. Than the Chinese Wu flu, and you're not going to see hoopla over that. He's making a very distinctive point that, you know what? If they want to get you hyped up, they'll get you hyped up. I talked about it in my film Bleeding Blue about policing in the summer of the shark. They talked about shark attack, shark attack, shark, 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 shark attack, shark attack, shark attack. And as it turned out, that year they had no more shark attacks than any other year. It's just somebody decided it was going to be the summer of the shark. Some media person just decided arbitrarily, this is what we're going to talk about. President Trump putting it out there. I'm glad I said it before he said it, because what I told you guys is, if you think that the American citizen who's grown up in relative safety, they had the 68 Watts riot and all that. But for the most part, we grew up in safety. If you think they want to see that stuff come to them, you're out of your mind. I don't know where you live, but here's what I'll bet you. If you did not live in a big city, let me tell you what you experienced. Nothing. I live in a suburb of Phoenix. And in Phoenix, there were marches and looting and whatever else. You didn't even know it existed. In the suburbs, the majority of the country, you know where the map, when they do the red-blue map and the red part of the country, they didn't even feel, other than not being able to find toilet paper, we didn't even know about rioting and looting. Now, I'm talking about the pandemic, too, but I'm looping it all together. We didn't know about it. There were no protesters. One of my friends, he called me from Little Brady, Texas, Robert. He says, Kevin, he goes, you get a kick out of this. In Brady, Texas, Little Brady, Texas, population just over 6,000. There was one protester, some little white chick holding up a Black Lives Matter sign, and everybody just driving around the square, not paying attention to her. It's reaching little town America where that one lone person in a town of 6,000, and just so you know, that's about the ratio. That's the ratio in cities and everywhere. The ratio of people who give a crap about this Black Lives Matter nonsense. That's the ratio. Antifa. President Trump has a knack for getting Democrats to go in a completely wrong direction and to showcase their hypocrisy. He's got a knack for it. But I don't know that it's him necessarily. I think he's driven them to a level of desperation that they don't know what to do. So let me give you an example. Cops. Many of these radicals want cops gone because Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. They want police eliminated, and on and on. There's not a poll on the planet that you can find that says get rid of police. Even when police were kicking the crap out of blacks in these Democrat-run cities, nobody wanted them gone. I'm talking about when it was absolute racism. Well, it's still the same. It's absolute racism. Right? The cops just aren't racist anymore. The Democrat establishment still is. They're still willing to sacrifice the police that have Democrat, all the Democrat DNA and fingerprints is all over the police department, and they will still sacrifice police in order to get political gain. And that is a problem, because Donald Trump knows inside of your DNA, you want safety. That's right. Democrats backed themselves into a corner. We got to do something about police. We need police review. We've had police review for decades. Decades. The police are good people. I mean, most of the time, they're absolutely stellar. And they know how to deal with the criminal element in order to get crime solved. I'm going to pimp you off to some stuff. You better know who the criminals are. And you got to let some crime happen in order to get to the big fish. That's the way this all works. Police are well aware of this stuff. But they're not the demons. The demons are the people running them. And Donald Trump has said, okay, fine. You want to make George Floyd's death your stance on policing? Watch what happens. Watch what happens to you. Okay, Seattle, you want to play this game? Watch what happens. Because now, everything that you don't have to be Nostradamus to know what's going to happen when cops stop responding. We played a clip the other day. Cops said, there's two gangs shooting each other across the street. Let it go. Let it go. We're not going to take the heat. Let the mayor take the heat. You think Donald Trump's going to take the heat for Seattle? How's that working out for everybody that goes against Trump and goes against common sense? How's that working out? Not too well. Is it Avenatti? Is it Stormy Daniels? Is it whom? Name them. Name somebody who's won against Trump. You can't win against the truth when the truth comes out, whether it's immigration or trade policy or whatever. Donald Trump's winning. This Seattle mayor is not going to win. The Democrats are not going to win. People know we want cops. We understand there's going to be some bad ones, just like we want doctors. We know there's bad doctors. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have major issues, folks. Major issues. As I sit here doing this radio show, I think about, would I want to be in the Democrats' position right now? The answer is emphatically, heck to the no. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near these Democrats and what they have to deal with. They got a candidate who, and we'll get to this, who actually said the death of George Floyd was bigger than the death of Reverend Martin Luther King. I'll get to that in a second. You want to talk about demented? Joe Biden is demented. He has pandered. I want you to just understand the level of Democrat pander. The Nancy Pelosi wearing African garb, all those people wearing African garb, getting on their knees, they could barely get up. Melissa showed me the video of that. I was dying laughing. I've pandered and I can't get up. Is what people were putting as a meme. When they're making fun of you, you know the case. And by the way, black folks were mad. Madder than a drug sniffing dog with a head cold. I mean, mad. Black folks were, woo! How dare you pandering, man. So they got pandering. Look, this is a level of desperation you've never seen in politics. A level of desperation. You're witnessing it. Major issues they have. Look, I don't care what poll you read. I don't know what how much bad news you feel like is happening at any given time. Because you're like, Kevin, oh my gosh, man, there's all these riots and there's this whole Chinese Wu flu pandemic and all these things going on, brother. And what are we going to do? You know, and I don't care how much you feel like is heaped on your shoulders or going against Donald Trump. Let me assuage you. Let me ease your mind. Donald Trump's got it. He's not worried. He knows the future. And Joe Biden, who knows they're going to cheat, he knows this. Joe Biden is afraid. Not only does Joe Biden know they're going to cheat, he knows he's going to lose. Three-time loser. He's wrapped it up. And he can't even get in front of a camera without saying the most object. I mean, this was the most abject, stupid comment. I'm not even going to talk about it now because I want to talk about it separately. But this comment about George Floyd and Martin Luther King, that is the king of pander. And black people get it. Democrats have a major problem. And I talked about it just a second ago. A cop problem. Democrats know we must have police. We create too much crap. I cleaned it up for radio. We create too much crap in order to not have cops. We gotta have cops. We need cops. Look, in the best of Democrat neighborhoods, they need cops. I'm talking about the crimes that white folks will commit against each other. Leftists are the biggest criminals on the planet, bar none. Okay, so they got to have cops in the good neighborhoods. And then you've got the added problem of blacks needing cops, calling the cops seven times more. I want you to understand, black people call the cops 700% more than white people, but white people want you to think black people are afraid of cops. If we're afraid of cops, why the heck do we call them so much? We're not prank calling them. We're calling, listen, get over here, Ray Ray shoes up, oh my God, oh. I mean, it's crazy. And do you know why they want to take cops off the TV? Why they want to get rid of live PD? Why eventually they'll get rid of shows like First 48 and Chicago PD and any other PD? It's because they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to see the reality of it. That's the problem. Here's what the Seattle mayor had to say to Cuomo when he asked about what was going on in her city.
How long do you think Seattle in those few blocks looks like this?
I don't know. We could have a summer of love.
Well, tell that to the police who was supposed to be in that precinct, though. But I understand your sentiment, Mayor. I wish you well. We'll stay on the story. You always have this platform to talk about it.
Hey, Chris, the police will be policing in there. I want to be very clear on that. Our chief of police was in there assessing today. We take public safety very seriously. We met with businesses and residents today. We don't have to sacrifice public safety for First Amendment rights. Both can exist, and we'll make sure that both exist in Seattle.
Now, that's the involving this new America that they've set up. You've exited the USA when you go into this area of Seattle. They call it the autonomous zone, and anything goes. And the mayor is assuring people on CNN that everything's good. It's all good. Don't worry. The police are still doing their job, right? Now, you can imagine. I want you to understand this. All these people hate the police. It is a land of F the police. Okay? And the mayor wants you to believe that in this new autonomous zone that is annexed and is no longer part of America. By the way, that's exactly what the South wanted to do when they wanted slavery. It's safe there. It's good to go there. It's kind of like the no-go zones overseas. You've heard about these, right? Places where you don't even dare to go because they're Muslim the locations, and what am I trying to say? The cops don't go. Nobody. The only people that go are people that believe in that way of life. And everybody's afraid. Politicians are afraid to do anything. They don't want to send in the military. They don't want it to look bad on the world stage. Well, that's what you have here. So anyway, the Seattle Police Department chief decided she'd make a statement about it. And here's what she said.
Our 911 response times have tripled in the area. They've gone from just over 5 minutes to about 18 minutes. Rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent acts have been occurring in the area that we're not able to get to. So it is not a right for us not to be able to deploy our officers here.
Yep, so it's all good. So you have the mayor saying one thing, you have the police chief saying another. And the police chief is the one who's responding. She's saying it used to take us 5 minutes, now it's taking us 18 minutes. You guys remember not long ago, the fire department was trying to get to a scene and protesters would not let the fire department go to put out a fire. I don't know, was it at that church? Anarchy. This is what the left want. They want you to believe you're safe, but rapes have increased, robberies have increased. I read a statement the other day where they said they created this autonomous zones and the homeless people started robbing folks within the zone. And then what did they do? Who did they call? They called their community organizer. You know who these people were calling? Cops. This is the problem for the left. Trump has backed them into a corner. They hate cops, right? George Floyd got killed. We got to hate cops. And so in hating cops, you know what happened? They got it. They need them. Crime's going to go up. Go for it. I've already said this. I said anytime somebody said we're going to dissolve the police force, if I were the police chief, I'd say we're going to do it for you. We're out of here. I'm taking all of my people, and here's what we're going to do. Put your credit card number on file. When you call 911, we will respond, and you'll pay in advance. Let's see how fast that lasts, how long it lasts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The $600 a week bonus payments made to some Americans laid off during the coronavirus pandemic will end as planned in July. That's according to White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow. The Supreme Court deals the Trump administration a pair of defeats. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A historic win for the LGBT community and a defeat for the Trump administration. By a 6-3 ruling, the High Court said federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. Chief Justice John Roberts and Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch ruled with the four liberals in the majority. And the court also rejected the Trump administration's bid to throw out a California immigrant sanctuary law that limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A march on Georgia sponsored by the NAACP is taking place in Atlanta after the police shooting of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed by police Friday after passing out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks, when confronted by the police, stole an officer's taser and was running from the police and pointing the taser back at the police. The Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office is ruling Brooks' death a homicide. Protests over the murder of George Floyd have gone international. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the latest from the United Kingdom.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility.
I take responsibility. I take responsibility for every unchecked moment, for every time it was easier to ignore than to call it out for what it was.
Every not so funny joke, every unfair stereotype,
every blatant injustice, no matter how big or small.
Every time I remained silent.
Every time I explained away police brutality. Or turned a blind eye. I take responsibility. Black people are being slaughtered in the streets, killed in their own homes. These are our brothers and sisters, our friends, our family. We are done watching them die. We are no longer bystanders. We will not be idle. Enough is enough.
I will no longer allow an unchecked moment. I will no longer allow racist, hurtful words, jokes, stereotypes, no matter how big or small, to be uttered in my presence.
I will not turn a blind eye. Going for a jog should not be a death sentence. Sleeping in your own home should not be a death sentence. Playing video games with your nephew should not be a death sentence.
Shopping in a store should not be a death sentence. Business as usual should not be life-threatening. I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I stand against hate.
I will stand against hate in love. I will make my presence known.
And killer cops must be prosecuted. They are murderers. We can turn the tide. It is time to take responsibility. Call out hate. Step up and take action.
Have you heard that PSA? That was a PSA of a bunch of white Hollywood elitists who decided they want a virtue signal and they want to help black folks. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. What a crock of excrement that was. I swear, that is so offensive to me. I can't even give you the language of what I really want to say when I listen to something like that. You just heard it. I saw the video. So condescending and pandering. Julianne Moore. I'm proud to say I did not recognize. There's probably 8 or 9 people in it. I don't know how many, but roughly. I recognized by face 3 of them. The rest of them I didn't even know. That's how little attention I pay to Hollywood these days. Melissa and I were talking about it the other day. She says, Hey, I said, you want to watch a movie? She goes, well, we can't go to the movies. I go, I don't want to go to the movies. I said, let's see if there's something to watch. And there was literally nothing I wanted to see. I watch more Gold Rush or Bering Sea Gold or, you know, Alaska Wild or whatever. I watch more of that stuff. And I would recognize practically any of the outdoorsman reality stars like Naked and Afraid. I would know those people in the airport before I knew the so-called stars of Hollywood. They're not stars to me. But these guys, they produce this thing and they want you. Black people could die. They die in their homes. They die here. They die there. They die there. Hey, Hollywood, white people die too. White people die too. They die in the same way. Many of them, sadly, die at the hands of black folks, disproportionately. By the way, some of the black people you're talking about who die, they're killed by black folks. I know, shocker. Hard for you to believe. Been talking about the Democrats have massive problems, folks. It begins with police. Because, see, people get this. They know the crime rates in black communities. They know who's doing the crime. It is verboten. It is forbidden for black people to talk about black-on-black crime. That's why I talk about it. Because I'm black, and I say, make me stop. I dare you. I'm just telling you, these people do not want the truth to get out. The Democrats don't. They have a cop problem. They got a Biden problem. They got a party perception problem. They got a swamp rat problem that will manifest itself with Durham eventually. And I get the skeptics. I do. It's tough to remain optimistic when you watch what happens time after time. But trust me, our day is coming. The day of reckoning is soon upon us. And every single day leading up to the day of reckoning, the Democrats have nothing to look forward to but bad news. I want you to understand, you've done something wrong. Think about it in your life, in the context of your life. You've done something wrong. Lots of people know about it. But you're trying to keep it away from certain people. But everywhere you go, you're confronted with it. It doesn't matter what the conversation is. If somebody comes up and you says, hey, Kev, you remember we were talking about that thing? Your mind doesn't go, what thing were we talking about a month ago that has nothing to do with my problem? Your thought process goes, don't you be bringing up that problem. Don't you be bringing up that thing that I don't want anybody to know about. You go into that state. I use it all the time in the sense that if a woman comes up to a guy and she says to him, and she's giving him attitude. And he goes, what's wrong with you? And she goes, you know. That's what Democrats are experiencing every single day. What's wrong with you is what they're asking the public. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you guys? Why do you have such an attitude? And you know what we're saying? You know. You know what's wrong with us. And then you know what they got to do? They got a soul search. They got a soul search. So all Hollywood, all of them, they're conspiring right now to keep your mind off of the real issue, their problem. They got a rat problem, too. I always think about that Geico commercial, round and round, you know, the rat. I guess that's a real band. Round and round. And the couple goes, yeah, this is a great house. We love it, but we have a rat problem. And the band is, excuse me, the band is everywhere they go. Bathroom, basement, whatever. The Democrats got a rat problem. Everywhere they go, there are rats. There are skeletons waiting to fall out of the closet. And let me give you the perfect example. Newly resurfaced November 2015 memo from the senior Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee officials calls the Black Lives Movement radical and offers the Democratic House candidates suggestions on how to handle the activists who attempt to approach the campaigns. Now, on the surface, I say to you, boy, look at the Democrats being all honest. Black Lives Matter. They are radicals. But it's a secretive document. It got leaked by Guccifer. And They say it was characterized as insensitive and condescending at the time. Now, as Democrats are confronted with the newly resurgent BLM that has led politicians to kneel in kente cloths and change free speech norms across the country, the memo threatens to undermine their stated commitment to reform the following in-custody death of George Floyd. Here's what it says. This document should not be emailed or handed to anyone outside of the building. This is from Troy Perry. Please only give campaign staff these best practices in meetings or over the phone. Now, Perry is black. Yeah, for those of you wondering, he's a brother. And he's telling the Democrats back in 2015, look, you got a problem. You got a rat problem with these black folks, swamp rats. And these guys are going to pressure you. It's a radical movement, he says. He says, and they want to end anti-black racism by creating their own brand of racism. He notes that they don't want their movement co-opted by the Democratic Party. That is another problem within the Democratic Party, because BLM is waking up and going, wait a minute, it isn't Republicans that are doing this. I talked to you guys the other day, Sean King saying, we vote for these fools. Democrats got a lot of problems, folks. I'm just highlighting them so you can see them clearly. They got massive issues. Massive. People know they've lied about COVID. Do you think the next series of COVID shutdowns, if they try this nonsense again, that people are going to go for it? The mayor of the governor, rather, of Arizona said, they were like, well, what's going to happen? And so he said, they said, are you going to shut down? He says, I'm not shutting anything down. This is Governor Ducey, not exactly the most staunch conservative on the planet, but he said it ain't happening. Many of you are going, it ain't happening again. You can arrest me. I'm telling you, I'm reading the tea leaves. So anyway, Democrats don't want to acknowledge Black Lives Matter, but they're giving talking points. And one of the talking points was, do not bring up black-on-black crime. Don't do it. It'll cause major headaches if you do. Folks, the Democrats have major headaches. That's why you're listening to me, because I tell you the truth about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The guy's name is Eric Hoffer, and he made this comment. He says, you can discover what your enemy fears most by observing the means he uses to frighten you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Let me just say that again. You can discover what your enemy fears most by observing the means he uses to frighten you. That's a powerful thing when you think about it. And it's so very true. Because look at what the left does. They threaten you with the economy. They fear Trump's good economy. So they threaten you with a bad economy. They tell you that Donald Trump is evil, that he colludes with the Russians, right? In effect, what they're telling you is the Democrats are very opposite. They tell you what they want you to hear and what they want you to believe in their fake narrative because they are telling you about themselves. It is the insight into themselves. That's all that Eric Hoffer is saying. The Democrats are giving you insight into their own fears, into their own maladies, their frailties, etc. In this case, their lies. That's what they're doing. Trevor Noah said this. He said, racism is like the corn syrup of society. It's in everything. Now, he thinks that's profound. It was meant to be funny. I think it's very stupid. I don't think Trevor Noah has an ounce of talent. I don't. I would do a show. You know what would be a successful show? If you did nothing except pick apart Trevor Noah's show, would be a more successful show than his show. If the left actually let you know the real numbers, if they were to do a show with Trevor Noah, I would do a show right after Trevor Noah's that mocked his show. My show would be immensely more popular. That's how stupid the guy is. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because a friend of mine tweeted that, and he says, now this is a guy, an immigrant of apartheid from South Africa, raised by a single mother, comes to the United States, gets rich and famous, lives in a $20.5 million Malibu mansion, and complains about racism in America. See, that's the level of stupidity, the level of ignorance that the Democrats have. And they want you to feel this, folks. Let's see. I've asked this question of a few leftists recently. I said, there's a question in it. It says, imagine being so scared you avoid reason, logic, and real intellect. Real intellect. You don't want to hear anything contrary to what you believe. Trevor Noah says racism is the corn syrup of society. It's in everything. He is a biracial kid from a country that suffers from apartheid, raised by a single mother. I believe she's black. He's white. The father was white. He gets famous, has a $20-plus million mansion, and he complains about the lap of luxury he lives in a country that accepted and embraced him. But he wants you to know about all that racism. So what's his real fear? Because let me tell you what Trevor Noah made his money on. He made his money on saying negative things about this country. That's why I tell you guys all the time, I could have been a very wealthy guy by just doing what Trevor Noah did. If I stopped this very moment and start talking smack about America, my financial outlook would absolutely improve. But let me tell you what Trevor Noah fears. He fears exclusion. He fears being ostracized. He fears abandonment. He fears losing all that loot. That's what he fears. Let me ask you this, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you fear conversing with a fellow conservative and finding out that you have a different opinion about something? Maybe they've never shot a gun, so they go, look, I would never want you to take away your Second Amendment rights, but I don't understand guns. And you go, oh, really? Would you feel like, oh, that's an uncomfortable conversation. I can't have that conversation. Or maybe it's a woman or a man, and they go, you know, I do see the rationale behind feminism. I think that women have gotten an unfair shake in many aspects in America. Would you fear that conversation, or would you go, really, could you expound on that? I agree in certain points. I don't agree in others. Can we have those discussions? Maybe you are a pro-choice conservative, and you say, you know, while I do understand life begins at conception, I do believe that people have the ability to choose what they want to do. We make choices all the time, right and wrong. I don't think we can legislate or try to make anyone say, this is the way I'm going to treat a baby. We can think of it however we want, but we can't legislate that. So I'm pro-choice. Would you be able to have, if you're pro-life, would you be able to have a reasonable conversation? Say, well, I see your point on this or that. Or do you ostracize? Do you abandon? Do you go, I'm going to shut you down and you ain't going to never make another dime in your whole life? Because see, what Trevor Noah's really telling you is, if I don't say this kind of stuff, I lose my money. See, I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. I will stick by that comment to the day that I die. Oh, Kevin, if you take it back, I bet Fox, if you fall on the sword. You know what? If you go out and you apologize right now and you say, these dang old Republicans, and I hate them, these conservatives, Fox would have me back on so fast, it would make your head spin. For all of you guys out there that like Fox, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, if I recanted, if I said, I've seen the light, I was at this and that, and I let the producers know, and I let the management team of Fox know, man, let me tell you something. They would have me back on so fast, it would be insane. Yeah. Leftists are dangerous, folks, because they repress their fears. They're truly afraid to speak their mind, so they do what's worse. They give in to the evil around them. They pretend to support racism and the abject stupidity of their peers, and it has become a religion of lies. That's all it is. They know black lives don't matter any more than other lives. All lives matter more. All lives matter. They know how racist it is to say something that stupid, but they say it. They say it. Leftist folks are race pimps and profiteers, and they say, you have white silence. They say, your silence is it indicts you. You should be speaking out. Your silence is, let me tell you what your silence is. Your silence is cowardice, because it isn't that you should be speaking out against the atrocities. You should be speaking out saying, I dismiss your atrocities towards blacks. What are you talking about? Black people, sadly, have been put into a situation where they have high criminality. They are not bad people, but you've put them in circumstances that make it appear that way. And then you foment it. You throw fuel on the fire. You'll even create it where it doesn't exist. You will create fake lynchings and fake N-word call-outs or whatever. There's a site, websites dedicated to these frauds. Because you want this narrative to be true. You know what black folks want? If you left them alone and let them essentially ascend to wherever their good nature is, they would be fine as a race of people. As a culture of Americans. But you don't want to do that. That's what you should be telling to these white enablers and to black leftists. You should say to a black leftist, I don't care what you say about me. You want to look at my skin color and say I'm oppressing you? I've oppressed nobody in my life, and I'll be doggone if you're going to be the person that makes me feel bad about the life that I've led. I don't know any white person on the planet who chose to be white. Yeah, I'll say it again. I don't know any white person on the planet who selected it. So there you go. Dangerous people, these leftists. And the race pimps, that's who they are, quite frankly. These are race pimps that are allowing black folks to essentially profit off of the misery that the very people they vote for have created. And then I want you to understand how bad it is. Those black folks then get mad at me. People like me. Because we dare tell the truth about stuff. We dare say, I will tell you right now, I'll go to my grave complaining about blacks. And I hope one day, I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime, but I hope one day black folks wake up and go, you're not going to, this is never going to happen. You're never going to convince me to feel bad about who I am in this country, etc. It may very well happen in my lifetime. I think it could. I know I'm going to certainly do my part to make that happen, but I tell you what, there are many days I go, I don't know that this is ever going to work, but it doesn't matter to me. That doesn't mean I have to stop the fight. Got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.